Leah, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So, Leah, you have the very interesting job title of sound artist. Can you tell us a little bit more about what that means in practice?
Sure, yeah. I mean, my background is as a composer, but in the last, I guess, decade or so, I've started working more and more in an installation and a gallery context. So I sort of adopted the term sound artist to capture the kind of diversity of work that I'm doing at the moment, which predominantly draws on environmental field recording. So I go out into different ecosystems and capture recordings of these changing environments and then bring that back to the studio to construct these installations and live performances that are all immersive experiences of different ecosystems.
Right. And could you tell us a little bit about what Wetland Wander Project is doing to what they're aiming to do?
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's led by an amazing wetland ecologist called Dr. Fernanda Adame from Griffith University. And Fernanda's research is basically revolving around wetland conservation. She's been pioneering some ideas around blue carbon, really looking at the environmental value of protecting wetlands and also restoring wetlands. And she's been challenged in some of her research to really engage the general public in wetlands. We often have this perception of sort of dirty, muddy swamps, mosquitoes and things like that. But I mean, wetlands are these incredible biodiverse ecosystems and often quite beautiful as well. So Fernanda wanted to work with artists to really bring a wider awareness and engagement, not just to the beauty of wetlands, but to their environmental value as well.
Well, what kind of engagement and reception has there been so far?
It's been really exciting. We've been really lucky to work with two amazing media artists based in Brisbane, Susan Fuchs and James Cunningham, who led a project called Water Wheel for many years, which sort of brought attention to the importance of water conservation across the world. And so they've created these amazing projections for the installation. And we opened an exhibition on the Gold Coast last week, and that's had really fantastic engagement. And last night here in Brisbane, we opened a installation in the Queensland Conservatorium foyer and had about 160 people here from all different fields immersed in the wetlands. So it's been, yeah, a really wonderful, positive response so far. And I think it's opened people's eyes and ears to what actually happens in these wetland ecosystems across Queensland.
If you've just joined us here on The Daily, we're chatting with Leah Barclay, a researcher and sound artist for the Wetland Wander Project that is working towards environmental conservation in Queensland's wetlands. So, Leah, how do non-traditional approaches like the one that Wetland Wander is using make science more accessible to the public?
Well, I mean, Fernanda spoke last night about at the launch, talking about some of her research papers, you know, these pioneering methods that she was developing and really innovative research, but sometimes publishing in scientific journals, not many people necessarily have access to them or read them. So the idea to kind of use art and immersive experiences as a communication tool is obviously something that's been active across the world for many years, but it's quite an exciting field in Australia at the moment because, you know, we see this not just as using art as a tool for science communication, but a true collaboration where the artistic processes are informing the science and naturally the scientific knowledge is informing the art. So we're kind of looking at these ideas of the drone imagery in this work as a foundation for, you know, capturing really high resolution images from these environments where we can map environmental changes and as a sound artist who's kind of specializing in acoustic ecology, for me, I'm really fascinated about how all of these sounds can really reveal information about the health of the environment. So there's all of these exciting layers to the project that are truly interdisciplinary and right at that intersection of art and science.
Right. Well, speaking of that, do you think more researchers need to be thinking outside the box in order to find new, unique and alternative approaches to addressing current scientific issues?
Absolutely. And I mean, I think, you know, more and more researchers, academics, whether in the sciences or not, are realizing that now. You know, we need to be working together to respond to these big challenges, particularly around climate change. And I think the more research that is happening in an interdisciplinary context, the more we're realizing that importance of knowledge sharing, whether that's artists and scientists working together or scientists working directly with communities and embracing Indigenous knowledge systems in their research processes as well. So I think at the point where we are looking at how our future is unfolding, it's absolutely critical that interdisciplinary research is happening.
Just one last question for you. The Wetland Wonder Project launched on the Gold Coast last week and in Brisbane last night.
That's right.
Are there any plans to expand it any further?
Yeah, we really hope so. I mean, we've had a lot of interest in touring the project just in the last few days, and it's quite a flexible exhibition that we hope to tour back to the communities that we work with, so regional areas up the coastline of Queensland, particularly connected to the Great Barrier Reef, and we hope to tour it to some festivals later this year and throughout 2019.
Perfect. Well, sounds like some very exciting time for you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.